There you go.
Marie, can you hear me?
Yeah, I sure can.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, Maria. Okay, so I know you're speaking to Maria, and your name is Marie. What
yes,
a coincidence.
Thank you.
Very close.
Yeah.
So I know you were speaking to Maria. She told me a couple things, and I know you have a big concern. I think that the biggest concern...
Listen. My friend called me and told me he's out of L.A. He says, I went to Google, and you're not on Google. You don't come up. And I said, I am on Google. And he says, no, you're not. I said, well, I'll call Google. And I've been paying monthly for Google on an account of $300 a month.
Wow.
And then when the numbers are gone, more or less when it's all used up, I supply another $300 a month. So, I mean, I'm not sure that I probably don't have any money left in that account. So, I don't know. I don't know what you can do for me, but I'm in La Mesa and I'm in East County and, you know, I'd like to be spread around a little bit, but I don't know what the cost is on having you, versus of what I've been doing.
Yeah, you know, I just want to be very, very straightforward with you. I don't see you on Google. I don't.
That's what he said.
Yeah, I don't see any. Yeah. I see a website.
But you don't see Marie Monet on Google. So if somebody comes in, they want to have a certain thing. My name isn't coming up.
Yeah. So here's what I see, right? So just give me one second. Let me see. Yeah, I see your website. You are in La Mesa. I love that you have, you know, your different. Your website's nice. I will tell you that. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, the only company that comes up on Google, this is very strange, is a company that's the same name as yours, but they're actually located in Huntington Beach, California,
yeah,
not La
Mesa. Yeah.
And it's a completely different phone number.
Yes, there's different people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're different people. So, I mean, it kind of sounds, yours is Marie Monet, European Skincare Med Spa, and then the other one, and they added and boutique. So that's the difference, the Marie and then the boutique at the end. We're Google Channel partners here, Marie, and I'm not able to find, you know, I could see that you have a Yelp listing, here. I could see that you have a Facebook, listing, which is good. I see your website, but I don't see anything on Google. What company were you paying for this, or what exactly were you paying for with Google?
Well, I'm paying Google on
Google Ads?
Spawn recognition. Like somebody went to Google and they wanted to have a facial, my name would come up.
And are you sure that's you? Did you contact Google directly?
I've been paying it monthly. And when it's running out of money, then I put more money in it. So I was paying per clicks, basically.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes perfect sense right now. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, so what we do, okay, I'm just going to be very straightforward with you. You know, we're in California as well. We're Premier Google Partners. We're not Google. Google is a partner of ours. We sell their services like Google Ads, and then also we do local service ads through Google. But what we do is we do SEO. So let me explain the difference, and I want to show you exactly what's happening, okay? So right now, if I were to type in spa services, right, that's just a keyword, and then you're in La Mesa, California, okay? So the companies that are coming up on that first page are the following, okay? These are obviously, I'm pretty sure that you know them, or local to the area. We got the company Simply Luminous. We got Revive Day Spa. Let's Relax Spa, Spa Piel, I believe, the Iris Spa, the Upper Hand, Blue Sky Spa, Peony.
And I'm not there at all.
Not at all. But here's what happens, Marie. what you're paying Google, because here's the difference, and I just want to be very transparent with you. Google charges you for Google Ads, so that's what you have. You have a pay-per-click system, okay? And you don't have a Google Business profile, okay? So with Google Ads, and if I can just be very honest with you and very direct, they're not as profitable as being in the map section, okay? I don't see where your business is located in Google Maps. I don't see where, you know, like Little Red Dot and the name of the company, and
okay.
That's where we can help you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the $300...
What does it cost?
Great question. So what we charge here for the programming, right? We do the programming. We also get you on Facebook and the directories. It's $398 for the first initial investment, and it's $299. Here's what I recommend, Marie. Okay, and just hear me. I've been here for 7 years. Google Ads, they're not as lucrative as people would think. Okay, and here's why. You pay $300 for ads a month with Google, even through us. We started at same thing, $300 a month. That's the beginning to start off a Google ad account, okay? But each click that you get, it's $10 minimum. I don't know if you knew this. So
well,
your base
that hasn't been so on the clicks. They've been like $2 or $3 a click.
Oh, great. Okay, good, good. Usually depends on the industry, right? On average, it's $10 per click. Your industry might be a little bit different.
I didn't buy that. And
got it. Okay.
I'm sure right now on the clicks, I don't have any money in there.
Got it. Okay. Okay.
But
no
what
worries.
I don't like about yours is what I don't like about yours is probably is that you might be start at $299. By the time within 3 months, I'm up to $400 to $500 a month.
It's a flat rate here. We read what's called voice verification. We send your terms and conditions. It's a month-to-month program, Marie, and it's a flat rate. So this is getting you pro. So Google doesn't do any SEO. Okay, what you need in order for your business to be profitable and successful, just like the competitors that I named off, is getting your keywords programmed on Google, so then you can come up on that first page.
Well, they have been already. I mean, I do have them already. I have with Google with a click. So
right.
I have gotten some business from it, but I haven't gotten a lot of business from it.
And that's my point, right? So the Facebook ads, once your ad spend is done, then that spend is done for the rest of the month, unless you replenish, right? You would have to, you know, replenish $300, let's say. Let me ask you a question, and then you could just answer me with all sincerity. When you go on Google and you're looking for a restaurant and you're looking for, you know, let's say you're looking for a tire shop or a mechanic or whatever you're looking for, where do you make your decisions? Where do you usually call? Do you call in the ad section, in the map section, or in the bottom, like, section, the organic listings?
I don't know. I don't use Google, and I would probably go to Google. I would probably go to tire ads, and then they would give me a row of tires and companies, and then I would select one from that.
Gotcha. So just so you know, 90% of the purchases or actual profitable campaigns are done in the map section, right? So where the little red dot, where you can see the company reviews, you can see the company, you can see the hours of operation, you can see the website. That is where 90% of the purchases are done. That other 10% are done with ads. What ads do is they let you, and I'm pretty sure you've gotten jobs. I'm not saying that you're not going to get jobs or you haven't got jobs with that, right? All I'm saying is that the better form of marketing is not Google Ads, it's the map section and getting it.
I don't know what's happening because my business is down, which I've not ever experienced this kind, and I'm not getting any calls. I don't understand it. So when my friend calls and says, "Hey, I try to find you on Google and you're not on Google."
Me too.
And I says, "I should be." I says, "I think I am." And he says, "Nope, you're not." So that's right. And I know some of my friends are not paying for Google. They get free Google, but I don't have free Google right now. So, I mean, it's there. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. So with Google, so just, you know, you can create a free Google business profile and everybody can get a free Google listing. That's not the thing. The thing is having you programmed for the services you offer. For example, body treatments, facial treatments, waxing, right? Those would be some of the services that you would offer as well. Like if people are looking for anti-aging, chiro, right?
Yeah.
So those services, that's what you want. So when people type that in into the search engine, which is Google, you're not only coming up on the ad for the click section, but you're coming up in the map section. So right now, you don't have a map section, or I don't see you in the map section where the business is located. So right now, what's really happening is you're missing out on some opportunities on Google because of that, right? Just if I'm being very honest with you, and that's where we can get you programmed in for the keywords in the area.
So how much would it cost me to join? I think you
said
$299.
Yeah, it's $398 to start. There's a $100 programming fee. That's a one time fee to get you programmed and up and ready, and then it would be $299 every single month after that. What I would suggest would be the following, Marie. Hear me out, okay? I would stop paying the Google ads, right, and invest in the local map section, okay? See how that works out for the first month. If you want to include ads after that, you can, by all means, 100% do that. But the key is getting you programmed for the right keywords and services that you offer for you to come up on that first page of Google. And right now, it's you're not coming up, and your friend is right. So, you know, if you would like to get yourself up.
I hired Yelp, and I got no business from it. With
No. See, Yelp is a food service. Yelp started, just so you know, they started doing reviews for food restaurants. So then they expanded to other types of services like, you know, construction and concrete and landscaping. But to be honest with you, people don't look for a landscaper on Yelp. People don't look for, they don't look for a construction or a roofer on Yelp. People go to those types of searches on Google. Even for spas, right? You know, it might work out here and there, but it's going to be working out more for food vendors or like food restaurants. So that's why it possibly, you know, didn't work out. What you want to be doing, or what I suggest you do, is invest in getting yourself programmed on Google, and then obviously getting your getting the ball rolling, so that way you're getting that work that you need for your business. I also see you have an Instagram here too. Do you have a Facebook by chance, or no, for the business?
I think I do. I have a girl that does that.
Okay. Good. Okay.
I think she's doing that.
That's another good form.
Why don't you do me a favor? I'm very interested. When would I see people calling, or when would I experience that?
Great question. Really good question. So here's what would happen, okay, and the next step, so that way you would kind of see how things would go, okay? So first and foremost, what we do is we do what's called a client interview. That's with our technician, okay? We're also located in California. We're actually in the city of Fountain Valley. We've been in business for 20 years doing this, and we've been a premier Google Channel partner. So what we do is we sell their ads, and we also sell their leads.
I used to pay $100 a month for
being
on Google.
That was how long ago? That was a while back, right?
Yep.
Talking about inflation, yep. Right? No, I get it. I've been here for 7 years, and trust me, we used to charge $149. And then, you know, that was 7 years ago. So yeah, I hear you on that. Trust me. So what we would do is we would do the client interview, and that can be tomorrow, because we open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. So we can do that client interview tomorrow. You would have to take 30 minutes to speak to a technician. Trust me, it's not a painful call. Very simple. What they do is they verify everything for your business, so that way you're coming up the right way for the right keywords and the services, and even the areas that you want to be found. So that client interview is is central and crucial to get done so we can start the programming. Then from there, since you already have, you know, is established with Google, you're at Google Ads, we're going to be able to get you PIN verified fairly quickly, so that's not a problem. And then, you know, we usually say it's anywhere from 30 to 45 days. In your case, I know we can do it much quicker. I think within 2 weeks.
35 to 40 days before you get your ad on the screen, and I've paid you almost $400.
It's not an ad, right? If you wanted ads are instant. We're talking about the SEO portion.
I don't mean ad, but I mean, for me to hire you, and it takes 30 days for me to get anything from you, and I've paid you, close to $400. I mean, it doesn't make much sense, does it? For me to pay you $400 and I'm not getting anything for it.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. The average time frame of any other company is 6 months to get you ranking on that first page. We do it within 30 to 45 days. That's what we have.
That's fine. But are you indicating that I'm going to be out there live, though, that people will be able to call me, but I won't be on the first page? I won't be on the first page.
100%. That's correct.
People will be calling me, but I won't be on the first page.
That is correct. That is correct. That's exactly what I'm saying, right?
Okay.
You know,
but it's not because I won't be –
You'll have your Google listing. Yeah, you'll have your Google listing.
Okay.
The thing that takes a little bit of time is the programming.
I can understand me not being on the first page for 30 days or whatever it is. I can understand that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Is this something you want to move forward with?
Yeah, I think I do. Yeah.
Okay. So what I want to verify a couple things for the business, just to make sure that we have everything correct here. So just correct me if I'm wrong. I just want to understand your situation so I can better explain, have these notes for the technician for tomorrow's phone call. Have you ever had a Google Business profile? I wasn't able to see anything on that at all.
I think so. Sure, I have. Sure. It's been a while, but yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Sounds good. So I'll just put this, because the reason why is we can possibly get you we can probably reactivate if you have a Google Business profile. We can have that reactivated. Good.
Yeah,
okay.
I think I do. I do.
Very, very good.
You need to have things put on it, probably to add to it. But yeah.
Okay. No worries. I can definitely I'll put that in the notes. That way, you know, it's good to go. So I just want to make sure that we're listing, you know, the company correct on that first page. So you wanted to say, or you wanted to read Marie Monet, European Skincare and Day Spa, correct?
Yes. Yes.
And Day Spa. Okay, sounds good. So I just want to make sure we have that correct. And is the address still? I could see here. 8346 University Avenue, La Mesa, California, 91942?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so we got that already. And I got your website here, which is good. Okay. Now, as far as the email, I got Maria Monet, dayspa at AOL.
Yeah.
Okay. So just verifying that information. All right. Okay. So for I see the hours of operation here on your website. You want us to stick to that for your Google Business profile? You got Monday from 9 to 5. Okay, so we'll use that. And what other cities are you trying to attract? You know, not only La Mesa, but what other cities you want people to really see your
Google
Business
profile? I don't
want
any other cities because I don't want to pay for them.
You're not going to pay for them.
Okay.
No, you're not going to pay for that. No, I promise.
Are we talking Chula Vista, National City, El Cajon, Desera, Julian? What are we talking about? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, 50-mile radius. So, like, cities surrounding La Mesa that you want your customers to see you and have your business found.
San Diego. Is San Diego included that or it's not?
If it's within a 50-mile radius, it can. So, yes, we can do that.
San Diego. Okay.
Okay. We got so. Let me just put these notes here right real quick. You said San Diego. You said Chula Vista, right? Okay.
National City.
Okay.
Yeah. Spring Valley.
Spring Valley.
El Cajon.
El Cajon, okay.
Tesoro, Jamul. I'm not going to get much business out of those areas, but that's where it is. And the other is probably, let's see, Del Perro. Let's see, where else is there? Mission Valley.
Mission Valley, okay. And then also, okay, you said what other valley?
I didn't say. I was just Mission Valley is one of
okay,
them.
Just, okay, got
and
it.
I'm trying to think of some past that.
It's Mission okay. And when you have the interview with the technician, we can, you know, they can go ahead and just suggest other cities, so you're fine with that. No worries. You'll be good with that. Okay. All right. So, as far as got the hours of operation there, everything's good there. Okay, you got your website. Okay, that's good. All right. So, when would you have about 30 minutes of your time to speak with our technician? When would that be?
Tomorrow, probably.
Okay, great. What time works for you tomorrow?
I don't know. I don't know that. I'm going to my calendar. I have no idea. Just
no worries. I'll wait for you. Yeah.
Oh, tomorrow's Friday. I can talk to them at 10:30 in the morning.
10:30 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're in California too.
Okay.
Yeah, we're in Orange County, California. So you're a little bit, San Diego area. So I know very familiar where you're at. We're still in the same time zone. Okay, so I got that down here. Let me just see here. I'm just putting here a couple things for your record. You said 10 a.m., right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so that's good. I'm just putting all these notes here
What makes a difference if I pay $300 versus $500 a month? What makes a difference?
What do you mean? Who charges you $500?
Well, Google. I mean, you're charging me $299 a month. And if I paid you more, would that mean I'd be seen more often or not?
Great question, right? So if you were to include Google Ads, so right now what we're going to do for your business is we're going to get you optimized in the map section, right? We're paying Google before directly was for the Google Ads, the $300 and that's what you were paying. So if you want to include Google Ads, we can, and that's what differentiates the price. It would be more expensive. I don't recommend the Google Ads unless you're seeing really good results with it. What I recommend first is getting your Google Business Profile started and up and ranking.
And then
you could always include the Google Ads later on at any given moment. So that's not a problem.
I agree. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. So we got everything here already. So in order to secure the listing here, what would you like to use? A Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
Well, I don't know. I may have to split it for several cards. Only because I know that I'm going to be paying for this. I pay them off every month, and I don't want to overextend.
What we can do, if you like, one card, and then next month we can always swap out the card. So that way you have a designated card.
No, I don't want to do that. I would probably give you $200 on one card and $200 on another card.
Okay. Let me make that adjustment here for you. Give me 1 second. All right. So. Okay.
Why don't I handle this tomorrow? Because then I can look at my bank account and see where the money is. And so why don't we handle this tomorrow? when your fellow calls, and then I can do all that. I wasn't planning on doing this today, so I just want to check out on my cards and see what I have in them and how much I have to pay them and stuff, because I will be paying them. So and I'll just go ahead and keep the appointment tomorrow, and then you can put everything on a card on cards. Business
gotcha.
Is really slow. Business is really slow, and it's rather frightening because I don't want to extend myself that I can't pay for things. So that's where I am right now. And that's why I'm calling you, because I haven't had any calls, and I'm going, what in the hell is happening here? And I'm generally always busy, and I'm just not, even with old clients, are not calling, even with all the advertising that we've been doing. And I don't know if that's true for everyone right now. I don't know. But you can call me. No.
I see a lot of searches. So right now, for example, in the last month in July, I see that there was 1,213 searches for the keyword spa in 30 days. So I don't think it's just a slow time. I think right now it's a busy time because it's summer and people are trying to really take care of themselves, and they're going out more and they're going to parties and so forth. But I think what it is the marketing it just needs to be done right. Here's what I can do to help you out. If you want, I can go the extra mile for you, Marie. Okay. If you were to get, here's the thing. In order for us to save that appointment for tomorrow, we have to have a payment. I can't schedule an appointment and not have an actual payment.
Okay, then I'll call you tomorrow.
Right, but I want
to call you tomorrow, and then we can handle it then. What?
Gotcha. I wanted to do something special for you. That's why I wanted to speak to you, because I wanted to save you money. Okay?
Okay.
I want to do this because, it looks like you're having a hard time right now.
I'm having a very hard time. Financially, it's very difficult. I bought some new things for the business, and I'm going, oh, so if this is additional to what I'm doing, I've just got to see what my cards are. I know that they're not overextended, but I don't want it so that I can't pay them off at the end of the month, and that's where I am right now.
Yeah, what I want to do for you, Marie, is something that can help you out, okay? So I can reach out to my supervisor. I could see they're still in office. I could see we do have a messaging system. I could see they're still available. Here's what I can do to help you out, okay? Because I truly want to make sure this is successful for you, and I don't want you to be, forking out a lot of money for your marketing.
I've been in the business for a long time, and I'm willing to, and I'm looking at it, and I did not do the Google search this time. What I have been doing, because I really didn't want to spend the $300 that I've been paying them. And I think last month or so, it was even more than that, and I said, this is shit. So I didn't want to do that.
Thanks for being honest. I love your honesty. Yeah. You're very straightforward. I love it.
So I said, well, I don't really need to do that right now. And so when the phone is not ringing and business should be busy and it's not, and I'm going, oh, my God, this is not good. So when Henry calls and tells me, I said, what do you mean, Henry? I'm not on Google. And that's just it. So I said, okay. So that's why I'm calling you. And actually, Splash, I didn't. Business with 20 years ago, I did, and I still have the card. So I said, well, let me call it and see what we got. So this is what we have. So what are you going to do for me?
Here's what I can do for you. Okay, so I'm thinking I can waive your setup fee. I'm going to reach out to my super right now and send them a message. Waive your setup fee, and I want to reduce your monthly payment to help you out, okay? So I'm doing this to help you out. So that price point, I can get down to $249, and that would be the best I'd be able to push for you to do.
I would do that.
Okay. Yeah. So, that'll...
I can reach out and do that.
Yeah, that would save you the $99 programming fee off the bat. It'll save you $50 each month. So today it would save you $150. I definitely want to help you out.
Get me back on the road again. Yeah.
I can do
that's
that. Okay.
Nice. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. So let me reach out. So while I'm reaching out here, is the billing address you're going to use, is it the same as your the address that you have?
Yeah, okay, it's 8346 University.
Okay, so let me put that right there real quick. So, and then I'm reaching out to James.
I've got to
James,
find my,
please.
I don't know what, oh, I know what I did with that. I'm trying to find
no worries.
My wallet.
Yeah, and then we can, I'm reaching out so we can get that approval code right now.
Okay.
Okay, so let me see. James, can I get the approval code? Okay. So he usually responds fairly quickly. I just need to just enter some more information here, just
yeah.
explaining the reason
how many
why.
Days, once I talk to your partner, how many days would it be that I would go online and more or less that people would see me? I don't have to be on first page.
Don't worry. We're the whole right now, the issue or the thing, the main objective is to get your Google Business profile active. And that should be fairly quickly. One of the things I do
okay.
want to make sure we're on the same page, Marie, is for you to be proactive in your campaign. If you are not proactive, if you're not answering the phone calls from the technicians for follow-up calls, then it's going to expedite, it's going to delay the process. If you are, engaged and you're responsive, we can get that fairly, very quickly. So we got that right there. Okay. And, we got La Mesa, California. And then, that zip code, is it the 92101?
No, it's 91942.
91942. Okay. Yep. That's right. Okay. So I got that there. Okay, so I updated that information. Okay, so what would you like to use, a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
And what is it going to cost me?
Oh, only $249.
What
so I got the approval
right.
code for the $249.
Okay.
The approval
okay.
code is funny because it's just today's date. It says August 14th, approval code.
Okay. All right. Okay. The card is 4147. 2027-0154-8610. Expiration is 0929.
0929, okay. All right, got that. And then the three digits on the back of the card?
It's 749.
749. Okay, give me 1 second. So, and you said that's a Visa, right? Yeah, it starts with the 4.
Yes, it's a Visa.
Okay, yeah, the system is letting me know. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to schedule your appointment for tomorrow. So are we still good
tomorrow.
For...
Yes, for 10, 10.30.
For 10 a.m.? 10 to 10.30, yep. Okay, so they're going to block off an hour, just so you know, Marie. It's not going to take that long.
That.
Unless,
no, that's
okay.
fine. I don't have
yeah.
anyone until 12 o'clock, so we're fine.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
We can do that. Okay, perfect. So everything's all set. It actually went through. I'll send you an email confirmation with the client interview appointment with the technician for
okay.
tomorrow at 10. Please, Marie,
okay.
just please do not miss that call so we can get things going and we can get you up on Google.
I won't miss
okay?
that call. I have it down on my book here.
Okay, awesome. Is there anything else I can help you with? I'm glad I was able to get you that discount.
No, maybe you're just the angel that I needed. Maybe.
Well, look, it doesn't hurt if you don't ask. So, you know, I want to help you out. I want to make sure this is good for you so that way you're getting new business and you get back on your feet. That's what I'm trying to do
okay.
here. So,
that's
okay?
what we're trying to do. Yeah. I thank you so very much.
All right. No worries.
What's your first name?
My name is Chris.
Chris? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Chris, thank you very much. I appreciate
no.
it.
No problem. Thank you.
I'll be looking forward to the call tomorrow. Okay.
Sounds good. We'll talk tomorrow. You enjoy
okay.
the rest
thank
of your day.
You
thank
so
you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.